Yeah. Hip, hip, mama, itty, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Oh, I hit it. Mama, itty, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, mama, itty, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah. Mama, itty, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, mama, itty, I, oh, I, oh.
Wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
And who are you?
Tommy Day.
And I'm Sela G, and this is 90.7 on your FM dial, WGXCs.org.
You finished?
No. We're located today in a very exclusive, very controversial, very expanded space.
Oh, Hudson. What number of Warren Street is this?
449. Yeah, a little bit further.
449 Warren Street.
Is it only 449? Do you also take up another number now?
We're here because the business has,
that's what I wanted to know.
The business has expanded. You know, I remember when it began across the street somewhere.
I remember when it was down street by the police station.
It was.
Oh, yeah, by the police station. Then it moved across the street.
And then it moved back to the police station area.
And then it moved back. And now it's here at 449. And first they opened a cafe if you're looking at it from the street, to the left side. And now they've expanded to the right side and have the entire lower floor. So tell us.
And we're on the left side, right?
We are on the left side. If you want to come down and chat, and tell us why you like Old Hudson. I mean, I got to tell you, when I refer to it, I call it Oldie Hudson.
There you go.
A lot of people do.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
But it is Old Hudson.
Okay, but why did you add that E? You know there's no such thing in Old English, right?
Well, it just
makes
sense.
That's a good question. Where'd you get it from?
Right. Well, there are a lot of Olds with an E spelled out there, and I just thought because Hudson is old and it would fit in to the environment and be catchy. And
so altogether, how many years for all the stores?
September will be 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot, left out. They even had an outlet on 82.
Yeah.
What was the outlet for?
It wasn't. It was just, that was an expansion in a different way, but I originated in Hudson. This is where I started the business, and this is where it made sense to just continue to grow the business.
We never asked for names.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just dived right in.
That's right. That's how I roll. You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Okay. You asked for name.
Who am I speaking to?
Dina Moran.
Dina Moran.
Yeah.
Is that an Irish name?
It is. Oh. Moran's Irish and French and,
Cool.
Right. My married name.
Okay. So you've been here 23 years. That's a long time. You've seen a lot of Hudson changes, and you've kind of expanded with the changes.
Absolutely.
And so first of all, tell us about your new latest section. What's going on over there?
Well, to begin with, the expansion itself is so exciting because it took a lot to create the concept of the design that would actually fit in to the space so that it would look like it belonged. And apparently... I basically designed the space by myself and expanded it as I saw fit. And, there was some detail work that I had some input with and very helpful. I needed that. But basically the concept and the extension just stemmed from what the pre-existing space was into what, thankfully, turned out to be really beautiful with the expansion.
Yeah.
And
so what did you actually physically add?
So physically, as you mentioned, we have another cafe area, which is wonderful because it allows us for more indoor seating, which is a problem because we have this great front porch, but during the winter months, for obvious reasons, it becomes a little difficult.
So now, indoors, you have how many seats available?
Roughly, probably 26, 27 altogether.
Outside, you have another, 20?
More, probably. A little bit more.
Cool.
And then the section, the garden area built out, a few people sit in there. It's really wonderful out there.
But you brought the ice cream indoors.
We brought the ice cream indoors so that now the ice cream is all year round.
Cool.
And it's hard serve and soft serve, which is really exciting.
Soft serve!
Exactly. Hello. That's why, if you'd like some, we're ready. Okay. I'll get you some.
We have
special flavors today.
Who is the purveyor of the ice cream? What's the name?
Delt. So Delt is in Hudson Valley, and really delicious, super creamy.
Thank you.
And today?
Soft serve.
We can't hear you without the mic.
Soft serve.
And?
Soft serve. Soft serve.
And even though this is our, our second weekend, I don't even remember, everything's like a blur, we're introducing a new flavor in the soft serve this week. We have two flavors that we can offer, but this, and then we do a swirl, so this weekend, and it was just created, is called chocolate-covered cherry. I mean strawberry, sorry, excuse me, strawberry. So we use local strawberries to create the strawberry flavor, and we swirl it with chocolate if you would like. And yes,
holy,
we will get you samples or a whole cone or whatever you
want.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
It's really delicious.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
And we will actually, for our listeners, we'll let you know, we will eat that on the air. So you can hear us slurping it up.
I'm going to try and get you some. Hey, Morgan, I need help. I need some samples of the new. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, excellent choice.
Yeah.
So square, could you describe it in square footage, what you went to from the first to the second to the third?
From the first meaning down?
No, over
no
here.
Right here.
Right. Well, this is
the one.
The first, right. Yeah, that is the second.
That's the second.
So... It's interesting because the retail space is X, and then the combined space, because in the back end we have a larger kitchen for more prep work, And the kitchen here that exists is more for, you know, pushing out the food and the cafe. Both cafes, quite frankly. The menus are the same. You can order anything anywhere. But that's also part of the expansion. We'll be offering more food and more variety, which is what we were doing, but now we have the opportunity to really do it larger.
So when you say more food, what are you talking about, fried chicken?
No.
Nobody's got fried chicken down here in the county. I just want to know what's going to happen.
Well, unfortunately, no, I'm not set up to do that. That's a whole process.
Fried food is bad for you.
Not fried chicken.
Fried food.
You can put it in peanut oil. It's good. That's right.
What are you, air frying now?
No.
Okay. What's your batter?
You want my secrets.
Not the secret. You can just work around the secret. But is it crispy, floury, or breaded, or
a little bit of both?
Oh, really? Wow.
It depends on the meat. Yeah. Uh-huh. But I'm, you know, Jamaicans don't really fry chicken, so we tend to do like a stew. So my.
Are you Jamaican?
I am. Sorry, you didn't know that. You Americans, why tell you?
I keep forgetting.
Mom. But buttermilk, of course. Seasoned flour.
Thank you.
We need another.
I'm going first.
It's double fudge.
Oh my God!
Double fudge. We're calling it chocolate covered strawberry.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
I think it's double mo. It's mocha fudge.
Mocha fudge.
Pretty sure.
Oh my God! Oh, this is so good. Oh, you got to come here.
This is so good. Give us the flavor. Tell us. Can you do it?
Yes. First, you get a burst of strawberry. Then the chocolate just kind of chimes
With the strawberry, is it smooth? Is it a little granulated? Is it?
No.
What is it?
It's very smooth. It's not super smooth like those highly processed versions. It's nice. It has a little bit of granulation to it. And then the chocolate just bursts on top. Oh, man.
I've never had a strawberry like this because I know it's fresh. Mm. It's giving me sorbet vibes, but without the sorbet, because the flavor's not hiding. It's like right in there. And then the chocolate is rich.
Yeah.
It's like really rich chocolate. It's almost like a fudge.
Exactly. And also, if you don't like chocolate, you can just have the strawberry or the chocolate separately in the cone. But people love the swirl.
Yeah, swirls are our summertime thing.
Yeah,
who thought of this particular? Did Dells just say we got this thing?
No, actually.
Oh,
we have somebody here who's from the ice cream field. So Danny, he did this and he came up with this creation.
I'm never going to go to the soft serve in Catskill.
Oh, it's totally different.
Yeah, that's so super. You know, processed.
You mean Coney Island?
Well, this is actually.
Not to mention names. Yeah.
This is a custard. This has egg in it. That's why it's so rich and delicious.
Oh, man. Is it good?
The ones are here.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Tom Rowe?
Tom Rowe?
Everybody
saw that thumbs up from Tom Rowe.
He's so enthralled, he can't even speak. I've never seen him speechless. He's changing color, so he's like he's in love over there.
Wow,
you can
that
have
good.
More when you leave. A full blown cone.
So, as a business owner, Tom wouldn't know anything about this, but so Tom Rowe would. What would you say in today's market is something that exists now that wasn't existing for you before? Let's say 10 years ago.
In Hudson or in general?
Just in business in general.
I don't know. It is the food business. I mean, things evolve. What
supply chain shorts
trends? Any trends change?
Any trends? Well, I mean, when I started Old Hudson, I started with it was a tiny, tiny store.
Oh yeah,
there was nothing in Hudson.
Used to have like dishes and things like that.
Home furnishings and non-perishable food, and that lasted just for a few months until I moved across the street, and then I added a cheesecake. So I started with cheese. No one knew about cheese at that point.
Yeah.
They would come in, and I would have to, you know, these discussions about the most basic cheeses, and then that grew and grew simultaneously, which I think could be what's going on. You know, there are more people here that are knowledgeable about certain types of foods than we had earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, you know, as things progressed and the cheese started to take off, I added fresh cuts of meat, and then I brought in the freshest seafood, because as everyone who knows my seafood, it's literally off the docks, and I get it the next day. Sometimes I get it the same day. I mean, it's cut to my specs, just like
usually on Friday, right? Or Thursday.
Thursday.
Today.
Yeah, today. And the meat, too. The meat is still from my one of my purveyors who still hangs sides of beef. So you may not see it cut in front of you, but it's cut to my specs, literally. Mm-hmm. When you walk through their place, it's like Rocky. I mean, it's that type of feeling.
Up here? Somebody up here?
No, it's not up here. Nope.
That's point?
My beef is all prime. So it's all prime, and certain cuts are aged, like the strips and the ribeye. Original what?
Is it regional?
Original? No, it's not. It's just what I focused on here was just bringing in what really
quality.
Is the best.
Yep.
And I'm not saying there aren't things that are
good
the best
here,
in
yeah.
other categories.
You can
but
say that.
What I
you
bring
can say
in
that.
What people love. What?
You can say that.
Okay.
But yours is the best. Nobody's going to stop you.
It is the best. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're known for. It's high quality stuff. But it's fish and meat and cheese and cold cuts.
Yes, and actually that's another thing we expanded, because as much as I wanted to, you know, we always sliced charcuterie, but now we'll be doing more of it in that expanded section.
So you've had a bunch of cold cases, you've added more cold cases.
Yes.
You've added more of a deli section to slice cold meats. What kind of meats have you added in the deli section?
Oh, we
olive
well,
loaf?
No.
What's so funny?
No. No. We have.
I liked it as a kid, by the way.
You would.
Yeah, I would. But go ahead.
Yeah, we're really starting to add more. You know, it's just been a few weeks, so we're excited about the prospect of adding more cured salamis that we can slice. The prosciutto, of course, which we have this great slicer, which slices it like paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll add other varieties of jamon, and then
mortadella.
Of course, mortadella, but yes, at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, mortadella.
Right.
Yeah.
I love mortadella.
We know you.
From
it's a sophisticated olive loaf, right? I was just thinking. With a different name. And then copa, you know, hot and sweet.
Love
and,
them all. I wish I could eat more of them, but...
It's all delicious.
Yeah, but it's, you know, salted. That's the biggest problem, right?
A little bit, but how much are you going to eat? See, that's the thing. The
that's
thing
true.
Is to eat the best,
right.
And even if it's too much, of you're not going to eat that much. It's,
yeah, no, it's
yeah,
true.
Especially as
true.
You get older.
Yeah.
So why not just eat it?
One of my, for some reason, can't imagine why, on my Instagram feed, I get all these Italian guys making sandwiches from Italy. So, because, you know, once you watch one, then they multiply.
I don't know, my,
of
my,
course,
my guys are all Polish.
That makes sense. I'm not going to make it.
I think they do it better.
I don't think that's the reason.
I think they do it better.
Okay. But these guys, they're so proud of their sandwiches, you know, with them, with their fresh burrata. You have burrata, right?
Yes, of course.
Fresh burrata, you know, some tomato, some arugula. You get arugula here?
Of course.
You get the baby stuff, though, don't you?
I get baby arugula. We have, our produce section just keeps growing and growing.
Okay.
It has been big.
You don't have to be triggered by his questions. He's a yum yucker. If he doesn't think there's value or quality in baby arugula, he's going to ask the question in that way.
And it's coming.
You don't have to.
Do you ever get the full size arugula?
Like the whole head of arugula?
No, like the longer leaves, the real.
I haven't.
Full,
if you want it, I will try it.
Okay.
I promise.
It's really
okay,
what it's all about.
Okay.
That baby stuff just doesn't have any flavor.
Really?
Well, it's got a little. It's got a little. Oh no, the big stuff has the bite.
You marinate. You massage that thing. And you add it.
Go ahead, massage.
He's not gonna massage
it. Massage
my. Oh, stop! I massage greens. You know, I never understood how you massage kale.
What do you mean?
What is this massaging?
You have to massage
it. Some of
it. In order for you to digest it properly, you have to massage it.
Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean to massage it?
So you
want to... You don't actually
yes.
put your... Really?
Yeah.
In water or just...
Olive oil.
Oh, okay. So the first time I said, you know, everybody's eating kale, it's so good for you. I cook up some kale. It was inedible. It was so tough.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about massage.
A little lemon juice. You massage it. You leave it in
the middle. No, I get it. I like greens with garlic and oil. It's the best thing in the world. But kale, you know, I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, it's that
give me
kind
some
of
broccoli rabe, and then we're talking.
Yeah, I can eat tons of broccoli rabe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
can you?
It's so good.
Somewhat.
I don't even know what that means. How do
somewhat.
You somewhat eat?
Because I'm a girl. I like to vary my palate. I don't like to just consistently be like the, you know, the dog in the hole, just with the one thing on the plate.
Oh, speaking of which, my wife still eats sections of her plate at a time.
As she should.
She's 70 years old. What the hell is that all about? You don't eat like that. That's how not, how grown-ups eat.
I'm just trying to still figure out what speaking of which led to.
But come on, I agree with you. You just don't want to say anything negative about my wife.
My no, my kids are 20-something, and they still don't want stuff to touch. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They have to try.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. You come to a place like this, and there's a lot of stuff that you might be unfamiliar with that's worth trying. Certainly all...
Do you do that for people?
Absolutely. Everyone can taste. Even people that work here, some people have not had the experience to taste.
Oh, that's crucial.
And they
don't know it.
Yeah, and they need...
Sell it.
No, but when they taste it, sometimes they're hesitant because, you know, they're not used to that type of... product. They're not used to, like, higher-end cheeses. It's not from the supermarket. But once they taste it, they love it. And it's such a good feeling to watch that happen, because then people evolve in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
So, you really pioneered, you know, fancy cheeses in town. Of course, now even, you know, some of the supermarkets now have fancier mm-hmm. cheeses, but, of course, they don't handle them necessarily as well. But, you know, I noticed... Recently, I said, there's no Parmigiano Reggiano at ShopRite. I said, look over there. There's an entire thing of it.
A wheel.
Well, it was all cut up, though. Do you think there's a difference between how a supermarket handles cheese versus a delicacy store like this?
Well, there are all different grades of Parmigiano Reggiano. So, yeah. So we look for considerably more aged Parmigiano.
Right.
And the older it is, the more it costs.
That's so true. And the tastier it is. Because anything, you know, cheese could be any type of quality. It could taste like wax, or it could taste like cheese, mm-hmm. or it could taste like robust cheese. And that's what you want.
So on this very interesting Instagram feed of my own, I get the guys who cut the Parmigiano Reggiano, a little display. Do you do that yourself sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, do you do the whole thing of going around the
edges? Well, we try, yes. Right. We do it. We may not do it publicly. It's not that easy, you know?
No, it's not.
Takes a long time.
It takes a long time.
Yeah.
And then how it breaks off tells you a lot about the quality.
It's so true.
Did you know that?
You know, let's move off of Instagram. I know you're wild and fascinated by it.
You started me on it.
Let's move on.
And when I'm not getting these Italian things, I get all these weird Jamaican things about people
I wouldn't know what that's about.
Oh, yeah. This woman sends me reels, and then because of that, I get more reels. And they're always about Jamaicans and black people doing funny things. Falling off roofs.
I want you to laugh.
Flipping, and I do. Yeah. But some of them are downright cruel.
Whatever. So,
but I laugh.
Yeah. So, speaking back to our original guest, because we know we're going to try to stay on topic.
Dina Moran.
Yes.
Dina, right?
Yes.
Because you know, there used to be a Dini in town, not always confusing.
Oh, no. Dina.
Dina.
And where are we?
Right.
Oh, good Lord. We're at old, or you might call it Oldie Hudson. By the way, new sign. If you're on the north side of the building, no, it's not north. On the east side of the building, facing Fifth Street, they have painted a mural sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's their logo.
Yeah.
There's nothing unusual. But
no. Yeah.
It's very. It has have people like noticed and said, "I didn't know you were there." Seriously.
Some people, you know, there are a lot of people that come in from out of town,
sure.
So it's very obvious and
right.
You can see it.
Right.
And our other sign is being replaced as well, just so you know.
What other sign?
The one hanging over there that fell apart.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's going.
Yeah.
It has to coordinate.
Right.
You know, everything has to look beautiful.
Yeah. No,
what's the inspiration for the sign?
I don't know, just our logo expanded, basically, especially on the wall.
Yeah.
It's quite large. And just to make sure people know we're a market, the cafe inside our market, and, you know, just...
Now, your landlord also owns the property next to you, which is an empty lot. Any idea what's happening there? No? No,
nothing.
No one knows. No one knows.
No.
Mystery man. Okay. What?
I was going to ask my standard, is there something you're surprised that people in Hudson want to eat?
Something that sells really well, or something that you didn't think would sell really well?
I mean, what we try to do is, in the cafe especially, is, you know, we started with a lot of classics, as far as sandwiches were, sandwiches are concerned, using only our products. So everything in this cafe is made from everything in that market. There isn't one single product that you'll find here that we outsource somewhere else.
You don't like to go back there and switch with the boards out.
Switch what?
The board
set. No, we don't skim. Period. What you see is what you what you're what you're eating is what you see in the market.
And which aisle is the whale meat in? It's Hudson, right?
Right, exactly.
At Trotters?
I don't think
Trotters.
So. Trotters?
Big Sweet. That's the fancy way of saying Big Sweet.
Yeah. No.
Oxtail.
Oxtail, yes.
You do?
I can bring it in. I don't have it now, but I can bring it in if you'd like it.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Well,
what about chicken feet?
No.
Tripe.
Scrapple?
No tripe.
No tripe.
Scrapple?
No.
I would never cook my own tripe. I wouldn't trust myself to cook
it. Oh, you don't
it.
Have the skill set. I didn't know that.
Sure you did.
But there isn't really, I mean, I think
tripe
really
is
focused.
Very, it's like, have you eaten tripe?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Trust me, if you had it done, I had it done in a restaurant in Brooklyn, it was the best tripe I ever had. And then I've had it other places where it's like eating rubber.
Yeah, it's just really not my thing. I mean, I've had it in Italy, too, just where you think it would be perfect, right?
Yeah,
and I'm sure it was, but not for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Any other of your products you don't like?
Peanut butter.
Really?
Really?
I don't.
Got an allergy?
I just don't like it. Never did. Yeah. That's it. That's all I can say. It's the only product I can honestly say I
used to
like
put it in my smoothies, but I stopped because it makes it harder to clean the thing afterwards.
Okay.
You're going to start a cooking tip segment.
Why not?
So,
do you eat peanut butter?
Yes.
A lot?
Somewhat.
Is that what you
said? It's in a smoothie,
off?
And Carmen and I like a peanut butter toasted, open face.
Yes, open
with
face.
Little bananas.
Oh.
A 6-year-old.
A little bacon, too.
I mean,
like
it sounds good, but I just don't like it.
So, would you do like a cashew butter, almond butter?
Yes, those.
You are sophisticated.
Something about peanuts. I have no idea what it is.
But you're not allergic.
No, I'm not allergic. I don't have any allergies.
It's a
first. I know.
Yeah.
Speaking of, do you have any allergies? Food allergies?
I used to have strawberries, and I got over it, so now I know.
That's good. I'm glad, because you'd be like,
I know.
You could have hives right now.
It's been a while now, yeah. But before, I couldn't have it.
You could ask me.
Oh, we could. Tom, do you have an allergy?
No, I don't. I eat anything.
We thought that.
But, you know, I have been getting some hives lately. I'm not sure what
I think that's the vaccination.
No,
what about you, Tamro? Any allergies?
Hay fever.
To food, Tom. Right.
You know what I think I might be allergic to? Sulfites.
Which are used to preserve meats?
All kinds of things.
Wine.
For example, some apricots, if they're real orange, it means
you know there's sulfites in
it. Yeah. But things like that, because then I break out. So I guess that's an allergy.
It is.
Oh, they put in a lot of Chinese restaurants. Load
really?
Up the MSG. MSG is sulfite.
But MSG's in chips, it's in everything.
I know. When I was working in a kitchen once, it was one of these high production kitchens that were doing like 200 meals at a time. And we just took the MSG and put it on the cut lettuce to keep it green. Yeah, that's what they do. And so it doesn't start turning brown.
Well,
of course, turning brown is not a bad thing, as we've. But you know how it is. Anyway, that's a little historical tip.
I'm glad you remembered that.
That's yeah, good. I don't remember much. You know
I
that.
Know.
Old age. well, what can you do?
So, what's your number one seller?
My number one seller? It depends on the day.
Really?
It really does. It's shocking. Some days, one thing is really popular, and then suddenly you're like, wow, you really sold out of all of this today?
Really?
And, yeah, it's bizarre.
I've been here where, like, the fish disappears like that.
Yeah, like that. Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have coffee here, and it's like, Hudson has a lot of coffee.
It does.
How do you think you stack up?
I mean,
do you do a good coffee business?
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we work exclusively with Six Tivo, and we created our own blends.
Look at that. There's their logo on a coffee
there. Yeah, so if you look. Right. So we have our espresso. We have our French
look
roast,
at that. Look
our,
at you.
You know, classic.
Look
blend,
at you.
The number 449.
What does that mean?
Beatrice.
Oh, why don't you catch that? Anyway.
And I love our cans. I just love it. Oh, the other one is a teal blue. It's not out here. They look great, and they taste great. And what we serve in the cafe is our mezzanotte, which is the can that you don't see on the shelf, unfortunately, right now. And the French roast is our drip, and it's delicious.
Is that your own water up there?
No, that's our own water.
I know. Nobody really does that. Well, Donald Trump did.
Pope has no water.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's holy water. It's called.
No. They sell it.
And what do you do with it?
Drink it.
Oh, okay.
It cleanses the center of your tongue.
I think a lot of people consider coffee their holy water.
Yeah, right?
Or tea. I think tea, there's a lot more tea drinkers than coffee drinkers.
Oh, I don't agree at all. I don't agree at all.
Oh, yeah. Look at all of India.
No.
Worldwide.
Who cares about the rest of the world?
Right. I think worldwide tea is number one.
But sales in Hudson, tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tea in the wintertime is a no-beater. You can't beat it. Yeah, the gingers, the lemons, the echinaceas, the nettles.
The nettles.
Do you prefer to add whiskey to coffee or tea?
Neither. I don't drink.
I shouldn't drink. That's the one thing we have in common. We don't drink.
Right, I forgot.
What about you, Tom?
I would go with tea for adding it to
Interesting.
Yeah, that usually is the case. Yes.
No, not a cream liqueur. Coffee.
What about a hot toddy?
Hot toddy.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh, those were the days. Oh, boy. I miss that stuff. Sheesh. What I really miss, is red wine. But what are you going to do? You move on, you know?
I mean, if you can't be...
drunk?
Balanced.
Oh, balanced.
You got to give it up.
Yeah. Give it on up. I haven't had to give up a lot of food, but I do watch for all these salted things.
You should.
Yeah, because your blood pressure gets a little high. You never know, you know? Don't you? You know what I'm saying?
No, but you listening to me? I'm listening.
Well, the one thing you won't get here in Old Hudson on 449 Warren Street is heavily processed foods. There are probably some, but not a lot.
Yeah, mostly not.
I
can't even imagine.
Oh, you know what? One of my favorite things I've always gotten here is their little fig cakes. They're basically just concentrated fig.
Yeah, it's compressed.
Compressed, that's the word. It is so good.
Fig.
It is so
nuts.
Good.
With
nuts.
There's
dates?
I've never seen that.
It's here.
There are dates as well.
They are so good.
Is it in the refrigerator?
No. The shelf. It's so good. For all you peasants out there who eat fig Newtons, forget about it. That's just junk. This is real fig, concentrated, compressed, delicious. Anyway, moving right along.
Good to know.
Oh, and another thing that I've given up, that I used to get here all the time, were these chocolates that had fig in them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one. What was the other? There was also another fruit version.
There's a cherry.
Oh, right, the cherry.
And the orange.
And the orange. Yeah. Oh, God, that's so good. So good.
Yeah.
But, you know, got to watch.
Just a little. You can always have something.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm compulsive.
He doesn't have a filter.
Oh.
Exactly. It gets in the house and it disappears.
He's thinking, I could die tonight. I'm old. And so he just goes for it.
There you go. That's what happens. I see it. I say to myself, what am I waiting for?
Tomorrow I might not come.
I'm not making through the night. Let's eat this stuff. But that's how it goes.
Someone has to hide it. Just put up one at a time a day.
Yeah, no. You probably do that. Well, you don't. But,
I do.
I don't even have food in my house. Can you believe? Every night I bring something home. There's nothing in the cabinets. It's so bizarre.
What?
Nothing in the refrigerator.
Well, you can bring something fresh out every day.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's why I did this, because that's what I used to do when I lived in the city.
Because you'd be here all day.
Yeah. Right, and everything you get, I would shop that way, so that's the way.
Did you grow up in the city? You said you lived in the city.
I did.
You did?
So you're a New Yorker.
I am a New Yorker.
Which borough?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Hey.
Yeah.
She claims to be from Brooklyn.
Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Parkway.
Oh!
Neighbors.
Okay.
What high school did you go to?
No, I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from Yonkers, New York.
I did. I went to Midwood. Everyone says that when you say, I went to Midwood. I went to Midwood.
Because Midwood was like a desirable school to go to. I mean, I went to Lafayette.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one, too.
Yeah, Redmond. But, you know, I was closer to Midwood or probably even Sheepshead Bay. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Good school.
Yeah. It was
okay,
fun.
Enough about Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. What other?
I lived in the city until we moved here.
So what brought you here?
Yeah, I was in
the... There you go.
Yeah.
We brought a weekend home, and that was it. Then a year later, gave up the city, moved in full-time, and then hence this.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All in a very short amount of time, within like 2.5 years.
What was your... We talked to the people that hereafter. The new bar that's up on Columbia Street. Izzy and Jeremy, they started a bar that... They were working in Queens and Brooklyn at bars, and their impetus was that they just love bar life. What was your reasoning for this?
I loved our country house. We own an old farmhouse. And I loved cook, which was my escape when I was in the city. Like I said, I would shop every night, and I would come home and cook every evening, and I was obsessed with, you know, reading cookbooks and magazines and...
Which is your favorite cookbook?
Today?
Right now.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, it's so easy. I don't...
Do you have the Little Debs cookbook?
No, I don't have the Little Debs
cookbook. When, excuse me, excuse me. when you get it, check out page 108. That's all I can say.
Okay, I will make sure. Now I'll make sure I get it.
Full page.
I figured that, yeah.
How to cook Tom DiPietro?
No, just a
picture. That would be a good one, right? You boil him.
To tell you the truth, now after all these years, even though I've studied all these cookbooks and magazines, mm-hmm. I don't even refer to them. It's basically ingrained,
sure.
And you know what to do. And,
yeah.
You know, and I make these recipes up, and they're delicious, and I try to, you know, I record them, and then I go back and revisit them to tweak them.
So was your job related to food related before you came up?
No, I was in the fashion business, but my escape, and I traveled all over, mm-hmm. and I ate in great places, and stayed in beautiful places.
Why do so many people from the fashion business end up here in Hudson and the region, you think?
I have no idea.
That's not a real thing.
It is a real thing.
It's not.
It is.
Name five people.
Well, one just passed away, Rick Rector. Rick Rector.
He passed away?
Are you serious? You didn't know?
Like last week, yeah.
2 weeks ago. You didn't know that?
No.
Well, you
the
know.
Old mayor.
Yeah. There'll be a memorial for him, by the way, tomorrow at Hudson Hall at 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock.
I did not know that.
He was from Arizona. The great Tim Dunleavy was in the fashion industry.
Gerard Malunga.
No, he didn't know that.
Excuse me?
Dina.
Yes.
You're going to count.
Oh, you watch my fingers? Yeah, Dina. There are more. Trust me. But it's, yeah.
I mean, people could say that of any place. You go down to Nyack,
I have
and
a
say
theory.
The same thing.
Okay. I have a theory. You finished?
Okay.
I have a theory. What happened is the fashion industry changed radically in Manhattan. Once there was fewer designers actually work and fewer cutters and all that stuff working in the city. So the business kind of dried up in Manhattan.
So what?
For all those, can I finish?
No. It doesn't matter. People live places and they go places and they move.
Yeah, but they're not going to move to China or... I mean,
They would.
They would not, because they pay nothing to people who are so stuffed down there, out there, over there.
Unbelievable.
No, I mean, these pants, I checked just before I put them on. It says made in Bangladesh. They used to be, it's just an American brand, too. They used to be sewn here. I'm not trying to get all, you know, right around America, but the fashion industry changed. And there used to be all those places in Manhattan where you see the people pushing the carts with the clothing.
What era are we talking about? The 70s? What are we talking about here?
Thank you, Dina.
But
Dina,
can I
you
say
don't have to agree with her
you don't have
me,
to agree with her,
right,
either one of us. But can I say this? What doesn't change? The way Tom dresses. That's about it. No matter what fashion goes on, Tom's like, I'm sticking with this.
That's
so
right.
It doesn't matter.
That's right. I got my boat shoes on.
I warned you. Just stay out of their way.
I know. You're right. I can say that that's why people came up from the fashion industry came up here. I think early on there was a reason when people did come up here, they realized that if they wanted to make an investment in Hudson, it was a minimal investment all those years ago. And then as it evolved, their lives started to become more embedded in the community. But now I can't tell you why people from the fashion industry move here. I think they go everywhere. I mean,
that's
they're certainly
they
everywhere. Yeah.
Can't hear you. What?
I just want to point out about the fashion industry declining in Manhattan, and that's part of the reason they're here. The other thing I've noticed, I've been here when people who are, like, on their way across the river stop here because there's not really a lot of this type of food available. I don't know if it's changed over there, but for certainly a long time. I mean, I ran into somebody here I know has a house way up in Round Top, and they were coming up from the city and stopped here to load up before they got over there.
Absolutely.
Well, first of all, I was fortunate because when I started this, I was very adventurous, and I made a career change, and I was determined to do something,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up in an area, like I said, like we just discussed, that was there was really nothing here, nothing, not even like... not even people to really shop until it started to catch on. So, and it was exciting for people in the outlying areas throughout the county to know that there was a store that actually sold cheese and then eventually the meat and the seafood and all the other provisions that you would need. So that was, you know, a significant thing from growth. This is how my business evolved. It grew with Hudson, literally. Because, I mean, it just kept evolving as this community evolved. And so did the growth in each location that I moved into. It just worked out really, well
and,
for me.
And concurrently, of course, the restaurant boom has happened here,
yes,
sort of as part of that same,
mm-hmm,
development. Do you have any sort of relations with any of the restaurants at all in terms of, like, do they buy from you?
No,
that doesn't happen.
No, they're all independent. They have their sources. I have my sources.
Yeah. But theoretically, you could get, like, produce from some of the people they get produce from, or whatever.
Probably, I mean, yeah. I mean, theoretically, yes. Right. Absolutely.
So what I do notice, though, of course, is speaking on your behalf, which is Old Hudson, which is at 449 Warren Street. And if you want to come down and chat about food or anything else, we're here right now live till 6 o'clock. They have endive, which you may call endive, but I call endive.
Everybody calls it endive, huh?
No, it's not true. Actually, I met somebody recently who put together the two parts and got it wrong. He said endive. And I'm like, no, it's either endive or endive. Make up your mind, French or English, right?
Well, no. It is whatever people want it to be.
Oh, God, here we go.
You're so stuck in a box that you can't even evolve yourself.
You're like from
you're
Alice in Wonderland.
You're still hunched over.
If I wanted to mean
all right,
this,
Encino
mean
Man.
This.
Okay.
You have to admit that people mention names of cheeses completely, totally wrong.
Yeah, right.
Even some of the most basic cheeses. And I'm like, sure, here, have a taste.
Give me what someone has called GORGONZOLA.
Gorgonzola?
Not. I want to hear the funny version.
That's not the one. That's the funniest.
Okay.
It's Manchego.
Okay.
That one's hard.
Yeah.
Manchego. Manchango. Manchango. I get Manchango.
So like Mandingo.
Close.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, in the terms of food, if you know what a person's asking for, does it make sense? I mean, I guess you can correct them.
No, I never correct them.
No, why would
you
correct
this
never.
Is why you're successful and other
you.
People are not.
No, I would never do that.
That's right. It's not polite. That's right.
Somebody that I know.
Or they ask you, is that the right way to say it?
Exactly. No, right. I wouldn't overstep.
That's right.
No way.
I don't even do that on the show.
Lies.
I've corrected
He's
you.
He's a yum yucker.
Well, that's different than correcting, you know.
What do you think a yum yucker is?
Someone who yucks yums.
Yeah, that's right.
It's true. I mean, here it wouldn't happen because pretty much everything here is to my taste. But some of that weird stuff you get down at Rolling Grocer.
Weird stuff?
Yeah.
Like?
The hippie stuff.
Hippie stuff. Thank God she doesn't sell hippie stuff.
No.
Right.
You mean the granola?
I can remember before you, I moved here just before you opened, and I used to go to get cheese from, I guess, Old Chatham, where you put your $5 in the little slot and take the cheese out.
Like, you mean from the farm?
From the farm. They had like a 24-hour window thing.
Yeah.
That was the only place you could get good cheese
until
you opened, and then you could come here. And now there's like 16 places, like you said, that you can get fancy cheese.
Yeah.
So let me just ask about this, because this might be a culture question. Two things. You said when you got here there was nothing in terms of higher-end, different cultured foods, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot here.
Right.
In the food. Okay. Where would people learn the different variations? I mean, from what I was told, there's over 100-something versions of cheese. Right?
Not at Kennedy's Fried Chicken.
You would know.
I would.
Yeah.
I remember it.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, there's cheeses that you've never probably heard of from Ecuador, from, you know, everybody has a cheese.
Yeah.
How do you determine what is considered to be higher end? Is it only the price?
It's the producer that you do. I research it and, you just learn. I've learned a lot over the years about, you know, what fits into the category of merchandise that I carry. So, I also, just from years of shopping stores and being interested in food, I know the higher quality and essentially I work closely with producers and my sources to bring in what really fits into this mixture.
Have you ever found, the way some wine stores do, have you ever found like a really great cheese that's been undervalued and you can really whack it out here as a... Does that ever happen?
Not really, because, it's a matter of flavor. And if it's, It's very difficult. If you know you're dealing with a high-end... I mean, maybe. I really haven't. Yeah. Mostly the cheeses now that are coming in that are really special are even higher priced than I thought. Originally, you know, imported cheese used to be so highly priced. Now the domestic cheeses are even higher at times.
Because they're smaller producers.
And the feed here in the States is much more expensive. Yeah. And, you know, everything's gone up everywhere. But that's what it is. And people expect it. People that shop in this, you know, category know. And even people that don't... That are surprised when they walk into the store from all over, they're happy to buy small amounts of new and exciting things that they generally wouldn't have or see in their markets.
You mentioned in this market, so you know that this store is an acquired taste. It's not for everyone, right? That's cool. That's good. Because I think over the years, that has been one of the things that I think has come up. It's, you know, you can't buy anything at Odie Hudson unless you go with your bank account, you know. And, you know, there's a market for everyone, and that's what you have to lead with because you can't satisfy everyone.
No, I learned that early on. People would come into the store and they're like, well, why don't you have this grade of meat? And I'm like, well, you can't be everything to everyone, and I don't want to be. That's not the premise of this business. This business is a very, it's a specialty business. But it also, I mean, it has a vast range of products that are definitely not unaffordable. And certainly maybe like the pasta prices maybe more are definitely more money than supermarket prices. But again, you're getting a whole different product. And you're also, it depends on who you're feeding. If you're feeding a huge family and you can't afford to shop higher end, there's no, you know, it makes sense to do what you're doing. But if you want to... eat something that's quality and you're not eating as much. I mean, you're not feeding as many people or maybe your appetite isn't as what it used to be because you're getting older. And
she pointed very much in
your direction. You've been talking about it and that's really what it is. I mean, so why not just eat what's really delicious?
That's true.
You're not, I mean, a pound of pasta goes a long way now. Mm. It's not like you're pouring a pound of pasta into a pot and you're eating half of that pot of food. Yeah, now you're eating how much? Very
little.
That's
why little. I favor pasta. I can't control myself when I eat pasta.
Oh, well.
It's hard.
It's not, but.
No, if somebody gives me a small portion, I will go beyond it, obviously, but if you put in a pound, I'll eat the pound.
Jesus.
Who said that?
It sounded like it came from above.
Do you have any Jamaican products here?
I don't.
Good.
Mangoes?
Well, I have mangoes. Okay, yes, I have mangoes.
You have bananas?
I do, but I occasionally had plantains, right?
Plantains?
Ah, there she goes. She did it. She did it.
Plantains. There we go. Plantains.
Well, what do you call a really large rock?
I don't correct people.
A mountain.
Plantains.
Plantain mountain.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you have coconuts, sage coconuts.
Yeah.
True. So there's Jamaican products.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily Jamaican. They're island products because we don't have the rights to those. Yeah. So her store is pretty much a grocer store, but it is niched in the idea of it being, what would you use the word? What word would you use to niche your space? High quality.
Well,
that's two words.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, it is high quality, but it's also just help. I need your help.
Yeah.
Curated.
That's it. It is curated. That's. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should put that on the sign. A store that's curated for you.
I'll take a cut.
For what?
Couldn't get in here coming up with that.
Whatever.
People get paid a lot of money for coming up with these things.
She just needs some encouragement.
Trademarked it. Okay. Old Hudson curated.
Speaking of curated, why don't you ask about upstairs?
Is there an upstairs?
Yeah.
It's rented to a company upstairs.
Oh, there's a company?
There's somebody. I mean, I see the door sign. I think it's an architectural firm.
Architectural sneaker in everywhere.
Yeah, we used to go to a gallery. Not you, but I would go to a gallery.
I don't have to.
You know what? Curated. I'm just passionate about food, which is my tagline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
My knees hurt. Okay?
That happens in age. Old age.
Okay. Yeah, I like
the mic so far. It gives me a new perspective on the show.
Does it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
So, in case you're wondering where all this happening conversation is happening, we're at Old Hudson, 449 Warren Street. We're live. It's for the afternoon show. I'm being told to put my mic away from my golden lips. And they have customs here. You could even, watch people buy stuff. I don't know. Or come talk to us. Or
try that sensational new ice cream that we had. Right. That fudge strawberry with swirl.
Dina Moran.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. So what would be surprising for someone to know coming into this space that you might not assume that's you think it's obvious, but it's not? Are you someone that has everything a chef needs to, like, put a dish together? You have spices, you have herbs, you have everything.
People walk in and they ask me if I have, I don't know, whatever the product is, and I direct them to it, and they're like, wow, I didn't know. And then they keep chopping and chopping and chopping. It's really exciting. And, it just...
sound you hear is the coffee grinder.
Yeah. Do you want coffee?
So you're not the traditional store that has like aisles where you're like go into aisle 5 you'll find it.
No.
Right.
When you walk in here, this is like I want it to feel embracing, and I think it does. It's
you discover things.
It's very chic.
You walk down an aisle. You're looking for Italian olive oil. Next thing you know, there's some beautiful olives in a jar, that kind of thing.
What, those are provincial or tapenade?
There you go.
Yeah, everything.
Could be a tapenade.
No.
What's happening?
I had a little weird feedback.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every time you breathe on it, don't breathe on it. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I can't help it.
I'm
not
going to
be here. And you've often pointed out my unsymmetrical nostrils.
I mean, your ears might also
who doesn't have unsymmetrical nostrils? I'm not going to look at anybody else. and you only know it if I go up like that. So it's
some people's ears are unsymmetrical as well.
Here, hold the mic up to your nose.
There you go.
You notice?
The left side's bigger than the right. Here we go.
Yeah, it's the only one that I can breathe through. The other one is...
Oh, my goodness.
I asked my daughter, should I have it fixed? And she said, don't bother, you're too old.
Why have it fixed to go in the grave the next day? It doesn't make sense.
I love my kid. Yeah. Dad, are you mom going to do your death cleaning soon?
You believe that? What's a death cleaning?
That's when you clean your house so it's like ready for you die.
That only happens when mamas are having babies.
Oh, you think that was her inspiration?
Yeah, because that's what women do. When you're getting ready to have a baby, you get the inspiration.
Oh, you would know. Sorry.
Yes, I would. So would your daughter.
7 kids.
4 on his.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I have a set of twins in there.
You know. I told you about the 4.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I know. Very.
So she would know.
Well, you have 7 twins too.
Yeah.
Well, she does, not him.
Yeah, right.
He stopped short. He stopped very short. Typical Aries, very selfish. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Ask her what she is.
Oh.
What?
What's your astrological sign?
Scorpio.
And Old
what?
Hudson's?
Tom, are you all right?
Old so Hudson's is actually probably Libra.
which is
perfect.
Yeah. I'm a Scorpio also.
Oh, great.
Scorpio.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, my husband's Libra, so yes.
My partner's
I think
Libra.
We get along sometimes, mostly.
Yeah,
no kidding, wow.
Why did I bring this up?
Every time you think he's going to one up me, he just fails.
Oh, God. So you're both scorpions.
Three, yeah. You're outnumbered. October.
Ooh, that's different.
You're November?
Yeah.
November.
November, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just a little bit more ambitious than us, but that's okay.
That's right.
More ambitious.
She's got a store. We're just talking to her.
She has a store. Has many different things. You have like 20 jobs.
Well, that's why she's smarter, because
right.
She put all her things into one space.
Yeah.
I'm a notary. I'm a tax preparer. I'm a head buyer over there, Roland Grocer, and HR. And, I run around like a chicken with my head cut off. You're just doing that in one space.
Right, yeah.
Like I said, she's more successful than
I
am.
I feel like with this new space, we should have roller skates. Because
that
all
be
we
great.
Do is go all the way around.
Right around.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a hedgehog, not a fox.
That is a whole fact. But you lie.
What do you mean?
Isn't the hedgehog the one that comes up and says spring's coming early?
No, that's... Well,
groundhog.
Well, you're that too.
The hedgehog is the one who does one thing and does it really well.
That would never be you. What is that?
I don't know.
CrossFit? What is it?
No, it's a bunch of them.
Is it?
Not a bunch of them. It's one thing.
You eat.
No, you know, and the fox does many things. You're a fox.
I am a fox. Or a bee.
A bee.
A busy bee.
A worker bee.
Yeah.
A queen bee.
Queen. That's right. Managing all the little drones.
Yeah.
Queen bee. But you were in high school, too. Were you?
Sort of.
Did you lead a crowd and then, like...
No, we just had a clique. That's it.
Yeah,
and we agreed on certain things.
We agreed on who to keep out of the clique, right?
No. We just kind of had an idea of what we needed to wear on certain days and how we needed to dress. That's it.
Okay.
So Mondays and Wednesdays were skirt days. You know, you just wore a skirt on Monday.
Oh, okay.
It was very Heathers of us.
Yeah, that's really a role model. Hello there.
Hello.
What brings you to Old Hudson?
What are you coming in to get? We don't know.
That's good. That is
coffee and a treat.
There you go. Oh, good. You'll find that here. You'll find that.
Do you ever ask people?
You visiting Hudson?
We're visiting, yes.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Which city?
Youngstown.
Youngstown. Yes. Working class citizens. Love Youngstown.
That's
go
right.
Union. Staunton Lynn.
Very good.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's just wacky like that. That's what he does well. He knows history. He knows facts.
Yeah, I love Youngstown.
Wow.
Never been there, but I love it.
Okay. You've read about it.
Okay, moving right along.
So,
No.
That's great.
Do it.
We won't embarrass them ever.
No, it's okay.
We're gonna go out of the box here. Tom doesn't like that, but I think it warrants it. So if you had control, and the landlord came to you and said, "What do you want? Whatever you want, we'll do." What would be the next thing that you would focus on doing, in or outside of your space? If he said you could have whatever you want,
I can't even think about doing more than what I'm doing at the moment. Honestly, yeah, and it's so fresh.
And by the way, folks, if you weren't listening earlier, they now have soft serve ice cream. This is something I've been dying to have in Hudson, probably since I've come here. There used to be, for a very short time, a Carvel. And I got to tell you, I'm glad it's gone, because at one point, Carvel started tasting weird. It's full of weird stuff.
It's definitely, yeah.
Who knows what the hell is in that?
Exactly.
I liked it as a kid, but this is quality soft serve. Quality.
And not only that, it's all year. We're open every day.
Year.
Seven days a week.
Bam.
Always have been for years and years. At one point, we had to close for a day, which was, you know, we had to. Yeah. But. Oh, well, then we were still open. We serviced curbside 100%. But we had to close one day because it was just too intense.
Yeah.
But once it ended, we were back to 7 days a week.
7 days a week, every day from 10 to 6, except Friday, they open at 7, and Saturday, they open at 9.
No, those are the old hours. We're still in the current store hours. We're leading up to those, but we are. We're still trying to ease in. It's not been the easiest thing
Okay, tell us what it is right now. Yeah.
So we're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6. And then the cafe is open for breakfast, starting at 9 on Saturday and Sunday, closing at 6, and the market's open Saturday at 9 as well to 6, and Sunday 10 to 6. So 6 o'clock all week. But the ice cream, so you know, because you're so crazy about it, is all year round, and we're open every day. So it's constant. It's not, yeah.
It's a very high tech.
When you say that if you're trying to get there, what is it? Is it staffing? Is it? Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Staffing.
Like some of the things that are happening. Like, and those supply lines were tricky during COVID,
mm-hmm.
and still some things are still funny.
Yeah.
The first two months of the year, Rolling Grocer experienced some issues with getting some of our olive oils.
Mm-hmm.
Still, sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, there was one particular one we get Zoe's. It was really hard to get mm-hmm. it. We actually,
I thought there was an olive problem or something.
Well, last summer, it was incredibly hot in Italy. So there was the production was completely, was much reduced. And the prices went up tremendously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you a head buyer for this place?
I am the buyer.
You are the buyer.
Yeah.
So how does that feel? I mean, typically as a buyer, you pivot. Every day, you're like, there's a list of things you need to order. and then you need to move on to the next day. Like, do you find that that's done? Do you select a certain time where you're not in the store, but you're doing this, or you're doing it right in the back?
I basically live here.
So you're almost living here.
Essentially, yes. That's